弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
感谢主我们有机会同来学习主的话语。
We thank the Lord that together we have this opportunity to learn God's word.
那好吧，我们就来先读一处经文，在诗篇二十四篇。
Shall now, we now first read one passage, which is in Psalm 24.
诗篇二十四篇第三节到第六节。
Psalm 24, verses 3 to 6.
诗篇二十四篇第三节，谁能登耶和华的山？谁能站在他的圣所？就是守节心清，不向虚妄起誓，不怀诡诈的人。他必蒙耶和华赐福，又蒙救他的神使他诚意。这是寻求耶和华的族类，是寻求里面的雅各。
Psalm 24:3. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him.
我昨天提到对这段经文呢，我过去读的时候呢，好像没有觉得太怎么样。
I mentioned last night that I used to read this passage and I had not much feeling about it.
当我有一天被这样的提醒，就是放在诗篇二十四篇关于荣耀的主再来的那样的一个境界的中间。
One day I was reminded that.This psalm is about the glorious King's second coming in such a glorious state.
那我就觉得这几句值得仔细的读一下。
Then I realized that these verses really worth our close examination.
所以我们这三天都是注重在这四节经文上。
Therefore, all these 3 days, we have been concentrating on these verses.
前天我们是传福音的时候，我们特别是劝人要与神和好，要来登耶和华的山。
The day before the yesterday, as it was the gospel outreach, so we persuaded and trying to tell people that you should be reconciled to God and be like Jacob.
那么昨天我们特别交通到怎样的人才能真的这样的来一步一步的来登上去。
And yesterday we especially emphasized on what kind of people can actually climb this mountain of God step by step.
昨天是谁能登耶和华的山。
So yesterday the theme was who can climb the Lord, the mountain of the Lord.
今天让我们看到那登山登到那样一个目的到神的圣所。
Today we shall consider that the very purpose of our ascending into the hill of the Lord is all the way into His holy place.
所以我们会注重上谁能站在他的圣所。
Therefore, our focus is on who may stand in His holy place.
我想我们今天或许从四个方面来思想这个主题。
I would like to consider this theme from 4 perspectives.
第一个是神的家的启示。
First is the revelation of the house of God.
第二个是在神的殿里的侍奉。
Second is the service in the house of God.
第三是这个圣圣的真意。
Third, that's the true meaning of holiness.
第四个就我们怎么奔了最后一层，奔到这个圣所。
Fourth, how can we?All the way ascend up to the very last step and into His holy place.
我想就像昨天我们再读了一处经文，今天我们也再来读一节的经文。
Just like yesterday, we had a complementary verse for this passage. Today, we will use another one also.
好吧，我们请我们翻到撒母耳记上第二章。
First Samuel, chapter 2.
撒母耳记上第二章第十八节。
First Samuel 2:18.
撒母耳记上第二章十八节说：“那时，撒母耳还是孩子，穿着细麻布的以弗德，侍立在耶和华面前。”
First Samuel 2:18. But Samuel ministered before the Lord even as a child, wearing a linen ephod.
好，我想我们圣经就读到这里。
We now come out here from our scripture readings.
像我们昨天特别讲过，这里中文翻的圣所，英文只是这样一个圣的地方。
I just mentioned that yesterday in a Chinese Bible, the holy place is translated as the holy sanctuary.
但是我们若把诗篇二十四篇这几节看作登山上寻知识的一个缩影的话
，But if you consider this is really a miniature shadow of the songs of the ascent in the song，
我们会看到这里的圣所就是神的殿。
So we could see that this God's sanctuary is right here. Explained as his holy place.
我们从以赛亚书中看到，将来有一天，多国的民要登耶和华的山，要登雅各神的殿。
And also from Isaiah, we read that all the nations one day will flow to Jerusalem, and they will go up to the top of the mountain and into the house of the God of Jacob.
关于神殿的神的家，神是有启示的。
As to God's sanctuary or His house, God has this revelation revealed.
这里讲到是谁？这里讲到是雅各。
Now, who is this person who is climbing? That's Jacob.
我们知道雅各有一天他漂流在外。
We know of his story that one day Jacob was wandering outside of his home.
在创世纪二十八章，他那个晚上他非常的孤独。
In Genesis 28, on that very night, Jacob was so lonely.
但神却特别的向他显现了。
But God especially revealed himself to him.
于是他起来之后
，When he woke up,
他说：“这地方乃是神的殿。”
This place is the house of God.
也就是说，神是向着雅各来启示了神的殿、神的家的。
So God himself revealed the house of God to Jacob.
我们知道，神有的时候启示他很会选人的。
And we also know that God chose people specifically to reveal himself.
为什么那时候神要向雅各来显现？
Why did God chose Jacob to reveal himself?
因为这个时候雅各他漂流在外，他没有家。
Because at this moment, Jacob was wandering around without a home.
那个时候不光雅各没有家，那个时候神也没有家。
Not only was Jacob homeless at that point, even God did not have a home on the earth.
如果今天神向我们这些住在家里的人显现的话，我们不太有这个感觉的。
If God should reveal himself to us who have homes on the earth, we probably don't have the same sense.
但是雅各漂流在外，他没有家的时候。
But when Jacob was wandering outside without a home,
他对这个家他是有感觉的。
So Jacob had a special feeling toward this home.
不管雅各当初体会如何，神是向雅各来启示出神需要有个家。
No matter how Jacob at that point understood whether or not this is the house of God, but God chose to reveal this to him.
我们说神启示都是有对象的。
Therefore, we know that God's revelation always has an object.
神要得到能够派到用场的儿子。
God always wants to gain sons whom he can actually use.
但是神那个时候找不到，有一天神觉得他找不到能够派用场的儿子。
And throughout the days, it seems that God wasn't able to find this particular son whom he can use.
神就向一个人启示了。
Now he found Jacob, he revealed himself to him.
那么神一定要向一个没有儿子的人启示。
And also God has to reveal himself to a person who has no son.
神向哈拿启示了。
Therefore God revealed himself.
因为那个时候哈拿没有儿子。
At that time, Hannah had no son.
神也没有一个他派得上用场的儿子。
And nor did God give or have the sons whom he can use.
所以要能够站到神的居所，他里面一定对那个家有非常深的感觉。
So for this person to actually stand in the house of God, this person has to have this deep sense of the house of God.
就像刚才诗歌的作者。
Just as the songwriter of the hymn we just sang,
我想他一定对神的家非常的有感觉。
I believe this songwriter must have this strong feeling toward the house of God.
主啊，我爱你国度。
He says, Lord, I love your kingdom.
就是你的居所。
That is your abode.
为他我常求呼。
For her, I often cried out.
为他我常哀哭。
For her, I weep.
今天我们要成为一个能够站在神的圣所的人。
Today for us to become people who can actually stand in His house.
除非我们是个为他的家哀哭的人。
We have to be people who actually are crying out for God's house.
有一天我被一群人非常的感动，受感动。
And one time I was so touched by a group of people.
就是英国的南安普顿啊，有一些神的儿女们。
That is in England, South Ampleton, there.Was this group of people?
我想那周围的骑士的属灵的境况非常不好。
At that time, the surrounding spiritual atmosphere was very bad.
但是那群神的儿女虽然不多，但是他们愿意一直聚集在一起。
But those children of God, even though few in number, they desire to be gathered together before God.
我想一般人吃好饭，大家就回家了。
And usually after we had our meals, dinner time, then we just went home.
哦，但是他们愿意一同的继续的聚集。
But they will to come together.
啊，那么最后可以差不多继续到要吃晚饭的时候。
And as they gather together about the dinner time.
啊，不是个别的人是这样。
It's not individually.
他们几乎大家都愿意这么继续的聚下去。
But almost every single one, they wanted to continue the meeting.
那么就是在他们的心中，哇，这是家，这是神的家，这也是自己的家。
In their heart, they knew this is the house of God and this is their home.
那他们爱这个家，所以他们愿意更多的花时间聚在一起。
They so loved the house of God that they wanted to spend more time in that.
在过去我们中间有一位弟兄，他的有一句话也让我非常的受感动。
And also in my assembly, there was this one brother who said something so touched my heart also.
啊，那么有一次呢，就说，哎，我们上我们那一同聚集到我家来吃饭，我们一同聚一聚。
One time he said, let's all come together to my house, let's have a gathering there.
那么他说，为什么今天晚上有没有什么特别的事情要到你晚上去
？So we asked him, is anything special tonight? Why do we have to go to your house today?
他就看了我们一下，他说。我们都是神的儿女，我们都是弟兄姊妹，我们都是一家人，我们聚在一起根本不需要其他的原因。
He just looked at us, we're brothers and sisters, we're of one family, we're all in the house of God, as we gather together, do we need any special reason?
这一个是在爱神的家的，他聚在一起是很自然的。
So all of those who love the house of God, for them to come together, this is such a natural thing.
我们刚才看到有一个人叫做撒母耳，我
们
这一家非常的不容易，他们一定是爱神的家，爱神的殿的。我们都知道在那一段的时候，在神的殿中，在神的家中应该是谁摆上的。
We all know at that time who should be the person who has devoted himself to the house of God.
应该是以利。
It should be Eli.
但是以利都失职了。
But however, even Eli was delinquent in his duty.
如果照人一般的想法，以利你都失职了，那跟我这个人还要摆什么上
？Now, according to a man's thinking, even the high priest Eli.Was not dutiful. What else could we ordinary people do?
但是你们看这个哈拿，他就能够非常顾念神的殿、神的家。
But we see Hannah, this sister who was so devoted to the house of God, his sanctuary.
圣经说那个殿，当然还不是后面那个圣殿。
At that time, the house of God is not a sanctuary.Spelled out later on.
我觉得撒母耳虽然年纪很小，但是他对着神的殿非常的有感觉。
But even Samuel being so little, he simply had this kind of special sentiment toward the house of God.
一个对神的家有感觉的人，他不是觉得哎呀，神的家中现在都不怎么行，他是一个抱怨的人。
Those who have this special feeling toward the house of God, even though the house of God is desolate, the people like this would not complain.
他看到神的家啊，没有人有心，我就补上去。
When this person sees that in the house of God, nobody is willing to put him or herself into it, and he would say, "Let me do it."
我之前呢，听到有一位姊妹啊
，a sister. I heard about her before.
啊，她在抱怨呢。
And as she complained,
她说我跑到一个聚会去，我自己没有感觉这个聚会特别有家的感觉。
She complained that I went to a certain gathering, and there I didn't feel this sense of home.
然后就看见另一位姊妹就劝她一句，我觉得太阿闷了。
And then another sister tried to encourage her with saying something, and I saw amen to what she said.
哎，她说你第一天去一个聚会啊，你还可以是客人。
And she said that the very first time you went to a meeting, you could say you were a guest.
啊，你可能可以评论评论像不像家。
Then you could you know pass your judgment whether this place is like a house of God or not.
第二天你在这个家中，你就应该是主人了。
Now the second day you went to the same gathering, then you should be one of the hosts.
你就要认同这是你自己的家了。
You have to identify yourself to this house.
哎，你不应该再说这个像不像家，这就是你的家了。
No longer should you just say, well, is this like the house of God? No, it is your.
但我想大家不会误会，我说这个主人呢，不是基督是教会的主，不是这个意思的。
Now, don't be mistaken when I say you are host of the church. I don't mean, it's the same like Christ is the Lord of the house of God.
第一天是客人，第二十天主人，第三天你就是仆人了。
First day you're a guest, second day you are the host, and third day you should become a servant.
你需要在这个家要摆上了。
You should put yourself into the house of God.
所以我想这里让我们看到是一个能够站在神的圣所的人，是对神的家的有启示、有回应的人。
Therefore, we see that a person who is able to stand in the house of God is a person who has a revelation and also has this responsive sentiment to the house of God.
不光如此。
Not only so.
为什么哈拿？为什么撒母耳这一家，他们能够摆到神的家里面去？
Why is the family of Samuel Hannah able to devote themselves to God?
我们都知道今天送小孩子都是到好的学区去，对吧？
We all understand this. Today we just want to send our children to the best school we could find.
我们今天知道秀香在那个时候那个店啊，那个时候里面这是一个在我们今天想象是个非常差的学区。
In those days, the house of God, in today's term, would be like a very lousy
啊，就像这个学区啊，这个以利是校长，这个校长都是一塌糊涂的。
So Eli would be like a principal of the school, and he wasn't that good.
哦，这个校长两个儿子也在里面服侍，那是更糟糕了。
And the principal Eli's two sons also served in the house of God, and they were even worse.
哇，那好不容易生了一个儿子出来。
Now with much difficulty, that Hannah finally got a son.
刚端奶就要把他的孩子要送到这么一个差的学区去。
The very moment that the child was weaned and she would bring this child to such a lousy school district.
我们今天想这个哈娜真是 crazy 的。
And then with the thing, Hannah was crazy.
那么有一天呢，我在这个跟小孩子们在讲这段故事，我问他们，我说你们愿不愿意这么像神摆上啊
？So one day I was explaining this story to kids, and I would ask them, would you do the same thing as Hannah did?
那些小孩子都说我不愿意，不愿意。
And all the kids said, no, no, no.
那我说我知道为什么这一家能够这么的摆上。
And I told them I knew why.
因为有一天当我读到诗篇四十八篇中一句话的时候，我有感觉了。
In Psalm 48, there is one verse really spoke to me. Therefore, I have this deep feeling.
在诗篇四十八篇中有一句说到，神啊，我们在你的殿中想念你的慈爱。
In Psalm 48,Lord, in your house, we remember your loving kindness.
哈拿是怎么的一家的人？撒母耳是怎么一家的人
？What kind of family is Samuel and Hannah?
如果你去看历代志
，If you read the Chronicles,
你可以知道他的前面的祖先是可拉。
You will know that their ancestor is Korah.
你知道可拉这个，他们是对神是叛逆的，最后被神非常严厉的管教。
We know Korah was rebellious against God and was severely disciplined.
地裂开把他们吞灭了。
Because the earth was split open and devoured them alive.
但圣经说可拉的后裔没有灭亡。
However, the Bible says that descendants of Korah did not perish.
诗篇四十八篇是可拉后裔写的。
And Psalm 48 was written by the sons of Korah.
今天一个人要能够站在神的圣所，真正的。
Today, for a person to be able to truly stand in the house of God,
除非他里面有个感觉，我们是可拉的后裔。
Unless he has the sentiment that we are actually children of Korah,
我们是本该灭亡的。
Because we are supposed to be destroyed.
今天神竟然把我们还救出来。
b But God today should deliver us.
今天还竟然还有份于神的家，有的殿，神的殿。
Today we should have a part, a portion in the house, in the sanctuary of God.
学习好不好无所谓，怎么都应该摆进去。
No matter how you progress in this spiritual way, but no, you just have to devote yourself to it.
那不光如此，我看到圣经中啊，我们知道撒母耳的服事非常的大。
Not only this, I also read the Bible, realize that Samuel's ministry is so great.
但是我们也看到圣经中有一些人好像他的服事没有那么大，很小。
Even though we sometimes see other figures in the Bible, their services are not as great as Samuel's.
但他们也非常对神的家、神的殿非常有心的。
But even those people, they have a heart for the temple, the sanctuary, the house of God.
那是我们知道有一族的人叫做基遍族。
We read about a tribe of Gibeonites.
我们都基遍他原来是在迦南七族中要被灭亡的当中的人。
Gibeon supposedly was a tribe to be destroyed in the seven tribes of Canaanite.
但是我们看到这本该灭亡的人竟然还有机会生存下来。
But we see that a tribe which was supposed to be utterly destroyed should have this chance to survive, to live on.
他们为神的殿是劈柴挑水。
Therefore, they chop wood, they would pick up the bucket water to work in the sanctuary.
不像大摩尔，好像他的服事是非常的大。
It's not like Samuel, as though Samuel's service is so grand.
但是基遍族他们的服事好像叫人看来不怎么起眼。
So to man, Gibeonite services were really nothing to be talked about.
但我想他们都是非常殷勤、非常忠心、非常摆上的。
But they were all so diligent, so faithful to devote themselves to the service.
我们这些灭亡的人竟然还能够有份于神的殿。我们是心甘情愿的摆上。
All the people they were supposed to be destroyed, but now they had a part in the service of God's house, so they did this willingly and freely.
我在猜想啊，他们每次在砍柴的时候想什么
？I'm thinking, what were they thinking while they were chopping the wood?
圣经中有句话。
In the Bible, there is this phrase.
如同从火中抽出的一根柴。
As a brand wood plucked out of the fire.
那火就是地狱的火。
That fire is the fire of the hell.
他们为什么那么的喜乐，那么甘心
？Why did they were so willing, so joyful?
他每次砍一根柴。
Once every time they chop down the wood.
他们讲我就是从地狱火中被抽出来的一根柴。
And they would say, "Oh, I am just like that firebrand." Plucked out of the fire.
除非我们今天真的是看到我们是从火中抽出了一根柴，还有份于神殿的建造。
So today, unless we actually see we are just like the fire brand, which is plucked out of fire, then it's possible for us to be edified, to be built up in the house of God.
不然的话，我们很难真正站在神的圣。
Otherwise, it's going to be extremely difficult for us to stand.Before God in His house.
有一位弟兄说过一句话。
Now, one brother once said this.
今天我们不管我们在教会里干什么。
Today, regardless what you're doing in the church.
也许你觉得你只是一个小拇小手指。
Maybe you feel you're just one small finger.
我们在为我们成为伟大的神身上的一个小手指是一件不得了的事情。
But think this, you should become a little finger in this the great God. Wouldn't this be such a wonderful, amazing thing?
So we see that is for God's house, we should get the revelation and the response.
Therefore, here we see this is the kind of revelation and the kind of responsive reaction to the house of God.
前天当我们讲到站的时候，我们在福音上，我们重点是讲能不能在神面前站立得住。
The day before yesterday, when at a gospel meeting, when we talk about standing, we said that, are you qualified to stand in the sight of God?
昨天我们讲灯，今天我们特别讲站。
Yesterday we especially talk about climbing. Today we will be focusing on stand.
刚讲到这个站的时候，我们刚才讲到撒母耳是侍立在耶和华面前。
When we talk about the standing, Samuel stood ministering before God.
站着是为了侍奉。
Stand means you want to serve.
我们看上行之诗最后的时候，他们也是站在神的圣所来敬拜他。
Actually, the songs of the saints, we see toward the end, they all stand in the house of God to serve God.
除非我们对这个站，对这个侍奉里面非常的有感觉，我们很难真正的站在神的身上。
Unless you truly understand what it means by standing in serving God, then it's going to be very hard for you to actually stand in His holy place.
关于侍奉，我很喜欢圣经中一句话，出埃及第四章的。
As to our services, I just love this verse from Exodus chapter 4.
说容我的儿子去，好侍奉我。
It says, let my sons go so they could serve me.
我记得有一次我在这里啊，有点分享自己的一点小小的学习啊，也映照这一句话。
I remember one time I shared this with you all here, applying this verse in my own experiences.
但是我有一天我看见了，我这句话没有看完整。
But later I realized that I really didn't read this verse completely yet.
原来那后半句有个更厉害的话。
Actually, the latter part of the verse was even more powerful.
法老，你不肯让我的儿子去，我就杀你的长子。
It says that Pharaoh, if you would not allow my son go to serve me, I will kill your firstborn.
我想这句话是非常的厉害的一句话。
And what a powerful statement this is.
那也就是说在神的心中容我的儿子去、不光是、将罪里面救出来而已。
It means in the heart of God, when God says, let my son go, it does not mean only that you're being saved from sin.、
不光是从这罪恶的世界里出来那么简单。
It's not only you're being delivered from the sinful world.、
更不是说哎呀从你们这些埃及人下面劳苦重担的里面要把你们救出来。
It's not merely saying just like you were toiling, laboring in this Egyptian world, so now God saved you out.
神讲的话开门见山，非常的直接。
And God's word is so right to the point, so frank.
以色列是我的儿子，我的长子，容我的儿子去干什么？来侍奉我。
Israel is my son, my firstborn. Why do you allow him to go?Let him serve me.
他跟法老讲这一句话背后带出了这样一个属灵的、一个事实。
So behind all these words spoken to Egyptian king Pharaoh, we see this spiritual reacting there.
就是说神跟魔鬼之间在争夺一件什么事情。
So what is the very thing that is being struggled, contended between God and the Satan.
就在争夺侍奉这件事情。
It's right on this very matter of servicing.
今天我们不是侍奉神，就是侍奉魔鬼。
So today, whether you serve God or not, it's either one.
我们不可能两个都不侍奉。
It's impossible for you not to serve either one.
我们也不可能一边侍奉马门，一边还能侍奉神。
Nor is it possible for you to serve both at the same time.
我们一定是只能侍奉一个。
We can only serve one.
有的时候我们说我们今天还没有在侍奉的时候，你听了觉得这句话没有什么大不了。
And today, if you're not in services, you might not take this thing seriously.
如果今天说你在侍奉马门，你听了觉得不太好，你绝对没有觉得严重。
Even today, you are serving Mammon, and when you heard of this thing, you don't think this is a very serious statement either.
如果今天说跟你说你今天没有好好在侍奉神的话，你就是在敬拜魔鬼。你说怎么这么大的帽子扣在我头上
？And if today should I say to you, you're not serving God today, then you're actually serving the devil, and you'll be shocked. You would say, "What a heavy accusation this is."
如果今天说你今天是站在一个庙的里面，哇，你觉得我没有这么干
？And today, if you say, you're standing in a temple, you say, "Oh no, I cannot do that."
那今天我想神的话实际告诉我们，你不是站在神的圣所。你就是站在魔鬼的殿里。
But according to God's word, today if you're not standing in the house of God, you are standing in the temple of the devil.
你看，在这一件争夺的事上，魔鬼是多么的愿意花代价。
So you see, in this struggling, how much price the devil is willing to pay?
他跟我们的耶稣在地上的时候，他说，对吧？我可以把一切东西都全部给你，你只要来敬拜我一下。
Well, Jesus was on earth. The devil said to Jesus.As long as you worship me, I'll give everything of the world to you.
那也就是说，他主耶稣就回答了一句：要侍奉，要敬拜主你的神，但要侍奉他。
And the Lord replied, "Worship the Lord your God, serve Him only."
那也就是说在圣经中啊，侍奉和敬拜有好多处，旧约也好，新约也好，两个词是换用的。
So that tells us that in the Bible, whether it's in the New or Old Testament, service and worship, they are interchangeable.
你不是站在神的圣所侍奉敬拜，神就是站在鬼的所，鬼的殿里面在侍奉敬拜他。
If you do not serve or worship God in the house of God, then you are standing and serving and worshiping in the devil's temple.
这是件严重的事情。
This is a seriously grave matter.
这是神和魔鬼征战的一个焦点。
This is the battle, the very focus point of the battle between God and Satan.
这场仗一直在打，大概要打到那个启示录十九章，那个有哈利路亚，我们平时说真的哈利路亚那个出来的时候，大概是打得差不多了。
This battle will continue on to chapter 19 of Revelation when we see the phrase Alleluia appears.
那时候大巴比伦都已经毁了，那时候神敬拜神这件事情大致可以畅通了。
Because at that time, Babylon the Great will be totally destroyed, and this matter of worshiping God would probably be settled then.
所以站在神的圣所就侍奉敬拜我们的神。
Therefore, to stand in the house of God means you serve and worship God.
这里神特别讲到要守节的人才能站。
And here God especially says only those who have clean hands and a pure heart could do that.
我们知道圣经中有很多人，他们自己以为守是节啊，最后事情一出，原来他们是不守节的。
And there are so many people in the Bible, they thought their hands were clean, but later on, things evolved. We could see that they did not have clean hands at all.
他们是觉得是做了一件对的事情，最后是做错，还错的致命的错误。
And at the beginning, they thought they did all the right things. In the end, it shows that they did wrong things, and the wrongs are actually lethal.
我们都知道乌撒要去扶约柜的这个手啊，这个是不洁的了。
We know that the hand of Uzzah trying to hold up the Ark of Covenant, but we know his hands were unclean.
我们知道有一个乌西亚王啊，他这个手就捧着这个香炉要去烧香去啊。
And also Uzziah, the king Uzziah.He tried to worship God with a censer of incense.
这就出大问题了。
And that caused a big problem.
有一天呢，我听到一句话，我们叫阿门。
And one day I also heard of the saying in my heart, I could not help but
什么叫敬畏神
？What does it mean to worship God? To
我们想敬畏什么？哇，就是恭恭敬敬的这个样子。
And when we think of fearing God, oh, I must have the attitude of revering Him.Being cautiously fearful.
有个弟兄说，敬畏神就是不敢把自己的手随便去插到神的事情上。
A brother says that to fear God simply, you would not dare to recklessly put out your hand to meddle with God's matter.
所以要有洗濯盆。
That's why we have the basin.
啊，所以要用盗窃的水来洗净教会。
And for washing our hands, and also the Bible says.Through the word of God as the water to cleanse the church.
我们必须要多读神的话，多读神的话，不然我们的手没有办法洗洁净。
That's why we need to vest ourselves in God's word. Otherwise, we cannot clean our hands.
神经告诉我们还要心清。
The Bible also says we have to have a pure heart.
要站在神的殿，要侍奉他，心要清。
For you to stand in the house of God, you have to have a pure heart.
啊，最近我看到那个哥林多后书保罗啊，我觉得保罗大概诠释出了一些什么叫心清。
And in 2 Corinthians, I recently read, I think this is how Paul explains what it means to have a pure heart.
心清是不向虚妄，不怀诡诈。
It simply means you do not lift up your soul to falsehood nor toward deception.
那我想当初这个保罗啊，他就是你看他对着这个清啊，就是单纯。保罗对着神是绝对，对着神是一个纯义的心，不像任何的虚妄，其他都是虚妄。
This pure heart means to have a simple heart. So Paul has this simple heart.Toward God, he did not have any heart for any falsehood.
他向着哥林多教会没有其他的意念，他是不怀诡诈的。不管别人怎么对他，他都是向他们是宽宏的，向他们是透明的，一点都不掺杂质的。
And no matter how Corinthians treated Paul, Paul's heart, Paul's attitude toward them is always transparent, clean, without any mixtures. within him.
在这末后的时代要这样服侍是不容易的事情。
So we all know that in the very end times, for us to serve God in such a way, not an easy task.
我听到有那样一位弟兄。
And I also heard about a brother.
神带领他到一个地方去服侍。
And God led him to a certain place to minister.
他把神的心意交通出来了。
After he shared God's purpose.
哎，没人听他的。
Nobody would listen to him.
巴勒的教会的有很多的执事啊，根本就好，你来讲讲讲。
And there were many deacons in that church. Even though they said, "All right, you come, we'll let you share."
啊，你来讲了，我们主日就有一场道可以听了。
As long as you came over, at least a message was delivered.
有一个听到的这么一个程序就可以有了。
As long as we fulfill this whole process of giving a message.
那你讲的东西我们不需要听的。
We don't care.
没人听他。
So nobody listened to his message.
我想他向着神的心很单纯呢。
But his heart was so simple toward God.
绝对就讲神的东西。
Absolutely.
没人听，别人每天就这么听过拉倒。
It's okay, nobody wants.
甚至还背后笑笑他。
And it would be better next time they would not call.
他在那年待了十年呢。
But he ended up 10 years there.
一天早上接到一个电话，其中一个执事跟他打。
Until one morning, one of the deacons made a phone call to him.
他说你讲的其实是有道理的。
And the deacon says, actually, what you said really makes sense.
哦，他说他在那里讲了十年，第一次有一个电话跟他说，你讲的是有道理。
And he said, throughout the 10 years, I have been staying there. This is the very first time a person would ever say to me, what you said is sensible.
他向神是倾心的，是绝对的。
So his heart toward God is absolute, is simple, is pure.
今年我又听到另外一个故事。
And this year, I also heard about another story.
我们说今天服侍年轻人很不容易啊。
We know that it's very hard nowadays to minister to
young people. 真的，把年轻人要带进神的心里太难了。
And even harder for bringing in young people into the think with God's heart.
有一位加拿大的弟兄。
And there is this Canadian brother.
他说他长得帅呆了。
And he was so handsome. Simply could not find anybody more handsome than this.
啊，那在上世纪早年的时候啊，他坐的火车要到好莱坞去啊。
In his early days, he was riding on the train going to Hollywood.
他是要做明星的。
He meant to be a star.
啊，帅呆了。
And he was so handsome.
啊，但是在车上他看到了《戴德生传》。
But in this trip on the train, he was reading about the biography, the story of Hudson Taylor.
他就那心里被感动，后来他就中途下火车了。
He was so touched that halfway through he simply left the train, went home.
他到了远东，到了中国，后来到了台湾服侍。
He actually went to far east to Taiwan to serve.
那别人到他家里啊。
When other people went to his house.
有六个年轻人坐在他家里啊。
Six young people sat around there.
他在干嘛？都在看电视啊。
And what were they doing? They were watching TV.
那别人问他说，你怎么不送他们去学校呢？
And they asked him, why didn't you send them to school?
哦，他们去学校两个星期就被学校送回来了。
And he said, I did, but they went to school for 2 weeks and they were kicked out.
啊，他说你怎么不送有些人去做工去呢？
How about sending them out to work?
啊，那不用一个月，他们都被退回来了。
But one by one, they were sacked.
啊，晚上有时候警察就打电话了，你家的某某某某某某孩子就是在哪里偷东西了。
And sometimes at night, the policeman would call that, and this so and so, children of yours stole things somewhere.
但他根本没有为了一定要做出什么的果效来。
For him, it's not that he was trying to pursue some fruit of his work.
对他来说，他忍耐等候圣灵什么时候做工，什么时候做工。
For him, he's simply patiently waiting for the work of the Holy Spirit.
他就是那样的清新的向着主，对着他们就是怀着一个透明的心，我就是这样来服侍你们。
This is a person who has such a simplicity toward God, and he was so transparent, and with one focused heart, he just.Serve these young people.
有人说他是埋没在草丛里的宝石。
And people say he was just like the precious stone being buried in beneath all the grass.
那如果你是埋没在草丛那么一块石头，那没什么区别，没什么大不了。
If you're a stone being buried under the bushes, that's no big deal.
但是他是埋在里的宝石。
But he was this precious stone.
他愿意把这一切都摆上。
And he was willing to put all these things on the table for God.
单纯的向着神。
And very the simple heart.
完全透明的向着他所服侍的。
Transparent and he simply devoted himself to serve God.
说什么手洁清心的可以站在他的殿。
Therefore, he who has clean hands and a pure heart can stand before God.
他这里是站在神的圣所。
And again, this person stands in his holy place.
那我想我们对圣，我们有一点的感觉。
So let's have certain understanding about this holiness.
他其实这里先是讲神使他诚义。
Now first, this God justifies people.
我们知道在圣所是不能有罪的，不能不义的。
So we know that you cannot be wicked or unrighteous and holy to stand in His holy place.
关于这个义啊，我觉得有一个点啊，是在在大概不算太久以前，我好像神给我一点光照。
As to this righteousness, it seems it's just not too long ago. God has enlightened me on this point.
那圣经中有一句话，主复活为叫我们称义。
In the Bible, it says that the Lord is raised up for our justification.
我想这个是第四章的第五章，因着主宝血我们称义。我觉得这个我一点没有难处。
And also in chapter 5 of the book, it says that we are sanctified, we are justified by the Lord's precious blood. I have no problems with the deed.
他交给人为我们的过犯，这一点我一点难处都没有。
I have no issue with the statement that he is delivered up for our offense.
那么复活是为叫我们称义，我里面就有点不是很明白了。
But I do not understand why he is raised up for our righteousness.
他的血让我们称义，我觉得没有难处。
I could understand that his blood justified me.
后来有一句话让我里面很受开启。
And this is just this one verse in the Bible so opened up my mind.
你说亚当在没有犯罪堕落以前，神没有称他为义。
Adam before he sinned and fell, God never called him righteous.
亚当没有做什么坏事的时候，神没有称他为义。
Even when Adam did not do any evil work, God still did not call him righteous.
今天你什么坏事都不干，不一定你是称义的。
So that tells us that even though today you have not done any bad things. Before God, you are not righteous.
我们跟复活主的生命有了联合，跟基督拉上关系，神才是算我们是义。
Only when we are united with this risen Lord, with His resurrected life, could we say we have been justified.
我想这里讲到诚意啊，不光是我们这个传福音的这个当中的意思。
And here we talk about justification. It's not only limited to the aspect of at a gospel meeting, saying you have to be righteous before God.
有一天，这个义到底这个是有个过程的，神让我们一点点的，真的有一天是公义数。
Actually, this righteousness demands a progress, and toward the end, we will become the tree of righteousness before God.
有一天看到圣经中有一章在希伯来书第五章。
And one day I read this chapter 5 in Hebrews.
我们在这个义的上面，我们要不断的更新。
It says that we need to be renewed on this matter of righteousness.
这希伯来作者说，哎呀，你们这个是婴孩，你们不熟悉那义的道理。
Because the author, the writer said that you are just like babes, you are not skilled in the matter of righteousness.
那就在我们一般婴孩的感觉，就是什么叫不义？什么叫贪污是不义
？As to babes, we would think, well, if you take a bride, you are unrighteous.
啊，你见死不救那是不义。
Or you do not risk your life to save another person, then you are also unrighteous.
杀人放火当然是不义。
Of course, if you murder or you set a house on fire.
但好像在神的心中，这还只是婴孩的认识，只是一个道德层面。
And these are all unrighteous things, but in the sight of God, they are just like babes. They only are limited to the ethical sphere.
你要真正能够站，能够侍奉神的圣所，你这个义不光是停留在婴孩。
So for you to actually stand and serve God in His house, your righteousness has to surpass all these.
我想在圣经中当讲到义的时候，圣经有一句话，这是总结性的。
And there is one conclusive statement in the Bible in reference to righteousness.
因着一人的悖逆，众人都成为罪人的；因着一人的顺服，众人都成为义了。
Because one man's rebellion, all are unrighteous. And because one man's obedience, all are justified.
你义不义，在神眼中就看你是悖逆还是顺服，听话还是不听话。
Whether you are righteous or unrighteous in the sight of God depends upon whether you obey or not, whether you listen to the voice of God or not.
早上我们在弟兄们有一组在查立位记啊，都讲到大麻风。
And this morning, I attended one of the Bible study groups, Sunday school, and they talked about Leviticus in reference to leprosy.
你知道大麻风代表罪。
We know leprosy represents sin.
神最注重罪的哪一个方面呢？
But which aspect of the sin that God pays most of attention to?
那个罪的时候，我们知道这个在马太福音啊，我们都讲神的国、神的义、神的权柄的。
In Matthew, we talk about God's authority, God's kingdom, and God's righteousness.
所以马太福音它不是按照秩序来记的。
And the book of Matthew is not recorded chronically.
按照神启示的这个秩序来记的。
But it is recorded according to the sequence of God's revelation.
登上宝训之后下去，主耶稣医的第一个人是大麻风的病人。
Now, after the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus healed the very first person who was a leper.
那个大麻风的病人，他知道主耶稣是能，他只说你若你肯。
This leper only said, knowing that Jesus was able, what the leper said is, Lord, if you are willing.
因为在神心中，你是不是愿意服在神的权柄之下？
So in the heart of God, God is asking, are you willing to submit yourself under the authority of God?
或者说神拯救罪人最关键的看那个第一个拉出来是大麻风。
Therefore, we could say that the most pivotal point about God's salvation is explained in this example of healing a leper.
我们在旧约中知道米利暗他顶撞神的权柄。
Now in the Old Testament, we know Miriam opposed again God's authority.
得了大麻风。
And she had this leprosy.
刚才我们讲到乌西亚王他顶撞神的安排。
And also Uzziah, he opposed against God's arrangement.
他得了大麻风。
He also had leprosy.
因为这个大麻风很容易传染的。
And we also know leprosy is still contagious.
我记得我这个教小孩子们的时候啊。
When I kid, taught the little kids,
那个小孩子不愿意听话了，就啊，他有的时候 it's boring.
And when the children did not want to listen to me, they would also say, it's so boring.
啊，一个小孩说 it's boring, 所有的人都觉得啊 it's boring, 那整个课就没法上了。
If one child should say, it's boring, then all of the rest of the kids say, it's boring, I could not teach anymore.
顺服很难的。
To obey is so difficult.
啊，但是要悖逆啊！一传染，大家就悖逆起来了。
But to rebel, to disobey is so contagious. If one person does that, everybody else seems to contract the same disease.
你说撒母耳这个人啊，你看中文名字里面有个耳朵的耳。
And the name Samuel in Chinese, the translation contains the word your ear.
撒母耳不光有启示啊，撒母耳却听话。
So we say that Samuel not only has revelation from God, but also he is he has a listening ear.
那今天我们这些人呢，我们不容易做撒母耳，我们容易做撒母口。
And today all of us cannot become like Samuel, have listening ears, but we will be like people who love to speak.
我们总有自己一堆的理由，对吧？
We always have our own reason.
那都是别人错，我们是对的。
It's always everybody else is wrong.
那只要别人都来听我的。
So everybody else has to listen to me.
你看，神造了两个耳朵，一个嘴巴。
You see that God has made two ears, but only one mouth.
只要我们的耳朵要多听啊。
That's to say that God wants our ears to listen more to Him.
我们天然的情况下，耳朵是打开的。
In our natural condition, our ears are open.
神造我们天然的一般的情况，嘴巴是闭上的。
But in the natural condition, when God made you, your mouth should be closed.
啊，所以这个义啊，当初要这个侍奉啊，我觉得当中一个很重要的，我们听话。
So in terms of serving God, in reference to righteousness, that is, you have to be able to listen to the voice of God.
所以这个义当中一个很重要的一个顺服。
So in righteousness, there is such an important ingredient that is to obey.
我们顺服神的话。
To obey God's word.
我们在身体的中间，侍奉的中间顺服。
In the body of Christ, we obey God.
那不光义啊，这里更重要的讲到是圣。
And not only righteousness is mentioned here, what's more important is holiness.
那么当讲到圣的时候
，When we speak of holiness,
那这里讲到圣的时候呢，我就想起前一阵呢，我们正好在读出埃及记呢，神启示摩西一个圣字。
Now not long ago, as we studied Exodus. And God revealed His holiness to Moses.
啊，有一天神跟摩西说，你不可以进圈来啊，因为这你要脱，你要脱下你脚上的鞋子，因为你所站的地方是圣地。
One day God said this to Moses, "Do not come forward because the land you stand is holy ground. Take off your sandals."
这里讲的是圣所、圣殿。
Now here, our verse says, "Holy place, a sanctuary."
那神就是其中叫圣，就神同在的地方，神在的地方叫做圣。
God is revealing to us what is the holy place where God's presence is.
啊，不是说你有个帐幕设在那边，不是一个殿造在那边，那就是圣了。
It's not to say that you have a temple, you have a build holy building there.That it is called being holy.
以色列人他不明白啊。
But Israelites did not realize.
他们拿这个约柜，觉得约柜非常的神圣啊。
When they had this Ark of Covenant, they felt this is holy enough.
啊，拿着约柜去打仗，一定打赢的。
So with this Ark of Covenant accompanying them, they thought for sure they would win the battle.
神有没有做的过分？连这个神圣的约柜都被掳去啊。
But was God too much? Even this Ark of Covenant was captured later on.
神要向所有的人做到一个见证。
God wanted to have this testimony to all people.
如果神让所有的外邦人都以为那个柜本身很神圣，那是误导所有的人。
Because even if they let the Gentiles thinking that the Ark of the Covenant itself is holy, then the nations would be misguided.
神要表示这些以色列人不能让我与他们同在，我就要跟他们。
God wants to say, make it clear that these Israelites, they did not want me to be with them. I will separate myself.
二战的时候啊，德国飞机啊是不小心炸掉了一个英国的教堂啊，我们且这么说。
In World War II, that is just by accident, a German airplane bomb destroyed a British church.
那就是一个聚会的会所了，等于是。
It's just a gathering place.
哇，很多人都非常的紧张，这个怎么能够被炸掉呢
？And so many people were so alarmed, nervous. How could this church building be?
那有个弟兄就是说，神根本不 care 这些的，其实。
And a brother said, God really doesn't care about this.
我想我们其实我们都应该知道，我们才是神的居所。
We should all know that we are actually God's abiding place.
是圣所，不是所谓的圣物啊。
So this building, church building, is really not a holy thing in the sight of God.
那么当讲到圣的时候呢，我们一般的感觉呢，就是很恭恭敬敬、很神圣的感觉。
When we talk about holiness, we just think, oh, that it carries the atmosphere of reverence, of being clean.
不错，我们向神应该有个。敬拜像应该神有个敬畏的这样一个心。
Indeed, when we worship, when we come before God, we need to have this heart of fear.
但是如果光是为这些的话，神不需要启示摩西了。
But if it's just for the sake of all this, God had no need to reveal Himself to Moses.
大概所有的宗教大概都是差不多的。
And with all the religions, this is probably the same thread.
摩西在埃及那么久，他不会不知道埃及这些不敬拜拜偶像的事情。
And Moses stayed in Egypt for so long, it's impossible for Moses not to know that Egyptians worshipped idols.
那拜偶像也许可能也是恭恭敬敬的。
Even idol worshipping is carried out in a very reverent way.
啊，而且摩西他在这米甸的祭司啊，这个是做他丈人呐。
And also Moses had a Midian priest as his father-in-law.
那么多年下来，这个在祭司这个周围活着，他当然大概知道这个米甸有偶像，他们怎么拜的。
So since he had been living so many years in this Midian environment, of course he knew that they had this idols.
我想神告诉他的不是光一个恭恭敬敬的态度问题。
So what God revealed to Moses is not about the reverent attitude only.
你要把鞋子，你这个走地沾地的鞋子要脱下来。
God said, "Take off your sandals, which have touched upon this ground as you walk."
这有太多属地的宗教了。
Because it has so many worldly religions.
有太多属地的假神了。
Too many earthly idols.
啊，你要把这些要去掉。
Rip them, take them away.
你要知道，这是宇宙中独一的真神。
You got to know God is the only God in the whole universe.
跟其他的都是分开的。
God is separate from the rest.
所以甚至关键还不是恭恭敬敬，而是跟其他所有都分开的。
So holiness does not mean carrying having this reverent attitude. It means to be separate, set apart, away from everything else.
所以当我过去啊，我很喜欢唱歌。
I used to love to sing.
不是唱属灵的歌，就世界的歌，我也蛮喜欢唱。
Not the spiritual songs, but the worldly songs I just love.
那直到现在，我也没有说只唱属灵的歌，有些的歌还是蛮好听的。
And even until now, I'm not limited to spiritual songs only because there are certain songs that are really nice to listen to.
但讲当讲到圣的时候
，But when we talk about holiness,
我不是唱那些乱七八糟的歌啊。
I'm not. I wasn't singing all those,
我说的是正派的这歌。
All those, songs, not nice.
但我有的时候里面觉得有些的词，有些的那份的情感，我应该是单单的留给我们这独一的神的。
Even though I love to, sing those good songs, and, but I feel that my emotion, should be solely devoted to God.
所以有些歌词是不能再去唱的了。
Therefore, certain songs I will never touch again.
你说我们今天有的人说，你基督徒跟不基督徒有什么区别？
So people would ask, what's the difference between Christians and non-Christians?
不是基督徒，他们要买大房子，基督徒也买的房子，也买大房子。
Well, Christians buy big house just like non-believers too.
人家要上好学校，你们也上好学校。
So non-believers go to good schools, so do Christians.
但我们知道我们是分开的，我们的目标是不同的。
However, we know that we have been set apart. Our goal is different.
神不是不注重外面。
It's not that God is not anything.
但神不是最注重外面。
Our thing, but that's not the thing that God focuses on.
因为圣灵在我们里面管理我们的。
Because God wants the Holy Spirit to rule within us.
目标和整个的这个做法还是不一样的。
So our total goal and the way we carry ourselves.
方法也不一样的。
The method God uses is different.
但你说别人这个亚伯拉罕为什么他却为什么生的小孩就不算呢？
Why is Abraham's concubine sons were not counted in the Bible?
这没有什么很不道德啊，这个别人都可以干的。
This is not something immoral in those days. Everybody else did the same thing.
但亚伯拉罕你不可以干。
But Abraham, God, you cannot.
你是由神特别托付的。
You are the one with the special entrustment from God.
别人干没有错，你干就错了。
When other people did the same thing, they were not considered wrong.
我想圣经中特别在新约告诉我们，你们彼此亲嘴问安，勿要圣洁。
And in the Bible, in the New Testament, we read that kiss one another.Greet one another with a holy kiss.
好多封信都这么写的。
How many epistles ended like this?
我想这里面主要的还不是光想情欲啊，是不是男女之间什么事情？我想不是这个。
I don't believe that this holy kiss simply is limited to the lustful emotions between men and women.
可能有，但我想可能不是主要这个。
Maybe, to a certain extent, but that's not the whole point.
他说：“神的儿女们，你们彼此的交往，你们要知道，我们是跟世界人。”不一样的，我们的目的是不一样，我们做法不一样。
As God's children, as you fellowship with one another, you have to know you are different. The way you carry out yourself in this matter should be different.
你知道聚在一起的时候，我们干嘛，别人干嘛是不一样的。
As we come together, our gathering should be different from the gathering from the rest of the world.
当讲到侍奉这一件事上。
As to this matter of services.
那么我想神在这个当中有一个非常有个严厉的非常严重的这样的一个启示在我们中间。
I believe God in this very matter has this very serious revelation to us.
有一天我看民数记里面这个巴兰啊。
One day in Numbers, I read about Balaam.
地上骗人的人太多了，对吧？
Though there were so many swindlers on the earth.
地上弄虚作假的他太多了。
So many fake, unreal things.
为什么巴兰搞这么捞点钱是这样的？最后严厉的对他。
Why is it that it's just Balaam as he swindled others and then God would treat him so severely?
圣经中说巴兰有他的。道路，巴兰的道路，巴兰的错谬。
In the Bible, God, it says that Balaam has his own way, has his own error.
你地上的事情，你去骗点钱，我不是说神就觉得 OK 了。
And as to the earthly things, maybe sometimes you scam others. I don't mean that God is okay with this.
但是好像神不会那么的严。
But it seems God is not that severe about that.
巴兰，你摸神的事了。
But Balaam, you touch upon the things of God.
你摸到神的圣灵的事了。
You touch upon God's Holy Spirit.
还敢为自己捞钱打一个幌子？
And you dare to lie to earn money for yourself?
神不客气，对他。
God is not mocked. God is severe toward.
而且圣经告诉我们说，他毁谤他所不知道的。
And also the Bible says that Balaam slanders something he did not know.
你不知道的，这摸神的事情，你竟然敢乱毁谤。
And the thing is that you did not know, and you should have the to dare to slander.
那神对不起他了。
And then God said, then that's it. I have to.
今天给我们里面一个情形。
I treat you severely.
我们要站在神的殿圣所，要摸神的事情，我们不能乱来。
This is a reminder to us, for us to stand in the house of God, for us to touch upon the matters of God, we should not be reckless.
连摩西跟神打了那么多年的经验教导。
Now, even Moses, who had fellowship with God for so many years,
他二次击打磐石。
He hit the rock twice.
神说你没有尊我为圣。
God said you did not hallow me.
我要在神的百姓中显为圣。
Among the children of God, I should be hallowed.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
神是圣的。
God is holy.
你把神拉下来了。
You pull God down.
你把神拉到跟地上不圣的是一回事了。
Down to the level as the same as the rest of the unholy world.
神说我要显为圣，我要把你拉到旁边，跟你分开了。
God said, I have to hallow myself. I will put you aside to be separate from you.
所以我们有的时候我们祷告时候，我自己提醒自己，我们常常奉主耶稣基督的名。
As I remind myself, when we pray, that we often end with in the name of the Lord Jesus.
好像一些随便什么我们想要的事情，最后像一个奉主耶稣基督的名的就背书了。
As though we do this so recklessly, and whatever we think about in our prayer, everyone adds, I end with in the name of the Lord Jesus.
其实不是啊。
But no, it is not so.
今天如果我们乱祷告的，我们说奉主耶稣基督的名，我们把神硬把神跟我们绑在一起了。
Now today, if you pray in such a cavalier attitude that you pray recklessly and you just bind God, pull him down to the level with you.
神是圣的。
And but God is
他要显为圣。
He has to show himself.
我们不可以随便把圣的神拉到我们这些俗的人的身上。
Do not just pull God down to the level.To us as common people, by His name.
所以，当我们讲到要站在神的圣所，我们对圣一定是非常的有感觉才
行。So when we talk about to stand in the house of God, you have to have this deep understanding feeling about God's holiness.
最后，我们讲要怎么奔最后一层。
Now, last we will be talking about how do you climb this very last leg of your journey.
我们知道，这如今是白昼将近，黑夜已深，白昼将近的时候。
We know that the day is at hand.The night is far spent.
我们知道这是非常不容易的一段日子。
And also, this is such a difficult time.
今天要在一切的混乱当中，要像撒母耳那样能够显出见证，这是非常难的一件。
Amid all the chaos, you to be like Samuel to bear the testimony of God. We know it is difficult.
但我们 will， 我觉得我们方向一定要对。
But we have to have this right direction.
方向一错，稍微有点偏离，怎么都奔不到目的的。
If your direction is just a little bit astray, then you will not reach your destination.
当他讲到要清心的时候
，When we talk about have a pure heart,
保罗，我想带着神的这个心意啊，提醒人啊，恐怕你们失去了像我们主基督耶稣的那个纯一清洁的心。
Paul, with this heart of God, he exhorted his brethren that lest you go astray, that you become corrupt and lose the simplicity and devotion of your mind toward Christ.
那就清心就是你总是能看到基督，就是清心的。
So to be pure means that you will be always able to see Christ.
过去一位年长弟兄跟我们分享，他说他上主日学过去都能混到饭吃的。
And an elder brother used to share with us that he was able to earn his living just by teaching the Sunday school.
啊，对吗？他知道他的这主日学老师是斯百克迷啊。
Because he realized that all those Sunday school teachers that were simply earnest followers of Brother Sparks.
啊，斯百克总是讲，斯百克弟兄总是讲基督啊。
And the sparks always talk about Christ.
那么老师说，你们回答问题回答的对的呢，老师会请客他们吃饭的。
And the Sunday school teacher always said that if you answer my question correctly, I will treat you with a meal.
所以老师为什么呢？他回答都是基督，基督，基督。
Therefore, this brother had he learned the trick that whatever the Sunday school teacher would ask, his answer would always be Christ, Christ, Christ.
哎，老师让他回答对，所以总是请他吃饭。
And the teacher would say, "Oh, right answer." So he always ended up having a free meal.
但是我想至少提醒我们，真是要总是看到基督。
But at least this story reminds us that we need to focus our attention on Christ only.
基督有两大敌人。
Christ has two great enemies.
一个是宗教。
One is religion.
一个是理学。
The other is philosophy.
啊，理学，你哲学思想、哲学这些东西。
All the philosophy about theology or just pure.
这些东西人看来好像都还不错的。
And all the thinking to man are nice things.
蛮有道理的。
It's sensible.
那当初神就说，好像当初什么蛇就是。怎么来引诱用诡诈来引诱夏娃
But God said all this philosophy of the world is just like how Satan deceived Eve when Satan approached her.
我们知道这个蛇啊，不像我们今天看到那么邪恶，是可怕的。
And Satan is represented by the serpent. So today, as we look at the serpent, we don't think they are that vicious.
那如果像现在这个样子，我想夏娃肯定不会跟他去对话。
If the serpent in the Bible is just like today's serpent, I am sure there will be no conversation between Eve and that serpent.
那时候还没有都堕落，宇宙还没堕落，那个时候蛇啊，它是有诱惑力的。
And in those days, the whole universe did not fall yet. So the serpent has his alluring power.
他怎么他跟夏娃就讲理讲道理
？And he just talk senses into.
讲着讲着理，辩论着辩论着，好，最后夏娃就上当了。
As they talk, they dialogue with one another. They debated, and Eve was deceived and sin.
我们是需要理性的，但是我们今天很多的好奇心，有些的理性主义，有些的很多的哲学的这些东西，那是诱惑。
We do need rationality, and but a lot of the philosophies are simply so tempting, trying to entice you.
今天有好多东西我们不应该好奇的。
There are many things toward them. You should not have this curiosity.
我们如果是清心向着基督，纯清心纯意的这样的心，就不会好奇的。
If we have this simplicity and devotion of heart to Christ, then we would not be this curious.
是很简单不复杂的。
So things should be very simple, not complicated.
有些当时我们理性的，有些的好奇心里面实际上是带着我们的诡诈。
Because toward all this curiosity, toward rationality, it actually carries our trickery, cunningness within us.
所以说魔鬼呢，他是外面的诡诈。
Because the devil is cunning outwardly.
跟我们里面的这里应意外合呢，我们就上当了。
And then it just so echoes within the cunningness with us, therefore we are often duped.
所以说魔鬼就越过基督的教训，往前面再走一步看看，魔鬼是这个叫撒旦的深奥的道理啊。
Therefore Satan always said, go beyond the doctrine of Christ, and let's talk about the deep things of Satan.
那就要站在圣所，我们平时要会站。
So, as to the standing in his holy place, we have to know to stand.
我们开始讲到站了，站在那边势力那边就表示要听话的意思，对吧？
As we talk about standing there in the house of God, that means you're willing to be obedient to listen to the voice of God.
站另外一个，我们平时要学会站住。
And also, we have to learn during our normal days, we have to learn how to stand.
有首诗说，纵然伴侣都失败了。
If there is him says, although all my companions,
无论何境况
，no matter regardless of the situation I might be in,
要站住这边
，stand on the side of the Lord,
要站在基督那一边
，stand on the side of Christ.
那么另外，当我们最后要冲，最后要能够奔上去的时候
，also as we are moving forward, trying to reach the top of the mountain.
到诗篇二十四篇是讲到荣耀基督要来。
Psalm 24 talk about the returning of the glory of Christ.
谁能登
？Who is able to ascend?
不光今天我们能登。
not only we are able to climb up,
是说有一天的多国民都要来奔,
but God says that one day all the nations will climb the mountain of God.
今天是我们奔不上,
but if today, if we're not able to ascend into the mountain of God, we actually block everybody else. Oh, today God so desires his house to be built. He longs for the worship of from all the nations.
所以过去的时候，他们说初代时候那些基督徒，他们对主再来的时候都是荣耀的迫切的盼望。
So in the past, in the apostolic days, that the early Christians had this earnest, glorious hope of the Lord's second coming. But today, when we see one another, we say, have you had your meal?
那你们那边天气怎么样啊?
How is your weather there?
哦,他们出来讲,他们见到是握个手啊,这就是说,主必再来。
But in those days, when the disciples got together, they held each other's hand and saying, the Lord is coming. Frankly speaking, even I myself is not
well-prepared.
Oh Lord, should you come tomorrow to settle the account with me, I'm not ready. Then an elder brother reminds us, don't be afraid. The more you hope for the Lord's coming, the more you long for
it,
the more the word, the Lord will hasten his work in you, so you will be made ready. And lastly, we see Jacob is a person who
seeks God.
For you to finish this climbing, we have to live in the light of God's face.
撒母耳为什么能够在这么复杂的情况下，为什么能够站立得住？
Why is Samuel able to stand in such a complicated situation?
他是立在耶和华的面前。
Because he stands before the face of Jehovah.
周围的人对他没有同情的。
All the people around him weren't that sympathetic. But Samuel met God within, so he could see God face to face.
他就像我们的主在地上的时候,
Samuel was just like our Lord in the soil.
如根处于甘地,
as a root coming out of
the parchment.
A parchment cannot supply our Lord.
This
dry parchment cannot nourish our Lord.
主耶稣面对的都是强敌啊,
our Lord Jesus faced all those forceful
enemies.
But the Bible says he is just like a root
out of the soil.
Because our Lord's root is so deep.
他跟父神之间一直是面对面的,
between him and God is always faithful. For us today to stand firm in this end time, within us, we have to we have to have experience face to face.
前些年我看到一个大陆的两个小孩，才大概小学两三年级。
In the last few days, I read about two kids, about the second or third grade in China.
我看他们的祷告都是很真诚的。
And I saw that their prayers were so earnest.
问他们的家长,
so I asked their parents.
他说在学校里其他小孩子都对他们不好的。
The parents actually said that in their school, the other kids were very nasty towards them.
父母教导孩子，你不要用基督的爱心去服侍那些不信的人。
But the parents told these kids that you have to serve other kids with the love of Christ.
在大陆小学两三年级的孩子怎么服侍得了啊？
And these are only the second and third graders. What kind of service is this?
他们说不要信主了，不要信耶稣了。
They might have said we don't want to believe in Christ.
父母没有强迫他们，你们一定要信，你们一定要信。
Their parents never said, never forced them to believe in Christ.
他说你们到神面前去祷告。The
parents only said, go to the Lord to pray about it.
每次祷告的结果，他们再次回到主前。
Every time as they pray before the Lord, they return to Him.
他们是跟神真的打过交道的。
So they were truly people who actually have
confessed.
It's not an outward doctrine.
今天神在我们最后跑的那一段的路上,
today, in the very last leg of our journey,
神会用他自己的眼光来照我们。
God will shine into our heart with His own face.
我就想起我过去有一点的经历,
I just recalled my past experiences.
我过去还不爱主，不追求主的时候，我很喜欢旅游。
When I did not love the Lord, did not pursue after Him, I just loved to travel.
但在野外，有的时候可能在山地里，可能怎么样，开的我都觉得快开迷了。
And wherever it's a mountain, it's an open field, I was so crazy about it.
你们觉得大概是开错
了。
你们觉得大概是开错了。
And within my heart, I felt that I might be wrong.
那么前方，突然就是大概是我自己大概觉得开错是30秒钟，一看，有一块路牌出现在前面。
As I was driving in my traveling, I might think that, I must be going the wrong way, but then just 30 seconds later, I see the road sign.
告诉你还有大概开十个迈，往这个方向可就开目的地了。
And the sign says, just another 10 miles, you will reach your destination.
可能再过一会儿又觉得你没把握了。
And after a while, I lost confidence again.
又看到过30秒钟又看到一块牌子。
30 seconds later, another road sign.
往那边还开八个迈，你就可以到了。
Another 8 miles, you will reach your destination.
今天我们在奔最后一段路的时候。
Today, as we are running in this very last lane.
如果我们真正能够回到神的面前，
If we can truly come before God,
他就是会让我们看到一块一块的路牌。
He will show us all these individual
这一块一块的路牌告诉我们是在对的方向上。
And every single sign will tell us we are in the right path.
荣耀的盼望，这一块块路牌告诉我们离最后目的地越来越近了。
And so this is a glorious hope we have.Through all these road signs, is telling us you're reaching the final destination.
你们有一天像登锡安山一样登上去了。
One day, it's just like we are climbing up the Mount Zion, and we actually.
我们成为长成的儿子，在神的殿中来侍奉他。
We have become mature sons to serve God in His holy place.
愿主的话成为我们的激励。
May the Lord's word become this encouragement, this spur in your heart.
也成为我们的扶持。
To become.Your sustenance.
亲爱的主，我们向你献上感恩。
Dear Lord, we simply offer to you our thanksgiving.
主啊，你向着我们的心绪是何等的深。
How deep is your heart toward us?
主啊，你在我们身上所做的工是何等的广大。
Oh, how extensive is your work in us?
没有一样我们需要的，你不供应我们。
None of the of our needs that you do not supply.
主啊，但愿主啊，你在那一个混乱的时代，你找到了撒母耳。
Oh Lord, in those chaotic days, you found Samuel.
愿你在今天的时代仍然找到这样的撒母耳。
If only that you could find the modern Samuel in today.
我们可以在你的殿里。
So that we can stand in your holy presence.
侍立在你的面前来侍奉你。
Stand ministering to you.
好像有一天我们在一切的完美的中间来侍奉你。
So that one day we will serve you in perfection.
在宇宙中来表明这样一个事实。
To in universe we will manifest declare this fact.
唯有你配得所有的侍奉。
Only you alone are worthy of all service.
唯有你配得一切的敬拜。
You alone are worthy of all worship.
做宝座的父神，称被杀的羔羊，永远配得一切的敬拜和赞美。
Worthy is the Father God who sits on the throne and the Lamb who was slain to receive all the worship forever and ever.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.